Welcome to Confessions of a Homemaker, a podcast where we discuss and unpack all the things in light of biblical truth. Hey, I'm your host, Haley Lindberg. Hey, you. Before we jump to the episode, I filmed this really, really quickly in the morning, and I always listen to my episodes before I post them, and I don't really do any editing, and if I do, it's very little. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for the ladies that have been praying for me. I have been beautifully busy with making connections in our local homeschool community, trying churches. Like, we are just really getting planted and settled here in Gladewater, Texas, where the Lord has planted us. So I just wanted to say a very sincere thank you so much for your prayers. They're coveted. So if you could continue to pray. But I did want to just give you an update. We have had answered prayer, and God is so good. And I just wanted to give that praise report. So let's go to the episode. Good morning, beautiful. How are you? Happy summer. I hope you have been filling it with beautiful memories with your family. That's probably one of my favorite things about childhood, that I remember is just, and it's probably because I went to public school until eighth grade, but, you know, just summer and, that's one thing my parents did really well, was just really, value family and time and creating memories, because that's part of my healing journey. Is just acknowledging what my parents did well. Which I think I've talked about that multiple times. But anyway, I am preheating my oven and making waffles and bacon because it's 4th of July. Happy birthday, America! If I'm gonna post this, so if you guys want to share on my socials what you're doing for the 4th of July, that would be super fun. I love hearing from y'all. And speaking of hearing from y'all, I had a listener. I should have asked her if I could mention her name so y'all could check out her content. I'll ask her, and then the next episode, if she's okay with it, then I'll post her. I'll give y'all her information so y'all can follow her and read her content. But she reached out to me, so edifying, so encouraging, so sweet, lovely sister in Christ. And she asked me if I was done doing my podcast, and I said, no, I guess I should have prefaced with that. I'm not done doing my podcast. We were just done with homeschooling, and around that time, a tree fell in our yard. And it's just been, you know, a life full of whirlwind around here. And then summer started, and so I just have not really been on social media. So I'm trying to be more present with my kids, just have that balance, you know. So no, I am not stopping my podcast. I am going to continue. I'm just hitting a hiccup because I want to have a YouTube channel that pairs with it, and I'm technologically challenged, and so I'm trying to figure that out. If any of y'all know any of that stuff, let me know. Just big things in our life have been happening. Like, we started our own business. What? We started a machine shop. American manufacturing, and out of our garage. So that's been, you know, time consuming. My husband switched his hours, so it's just been such a blessing to have him, you know, work half at his day job shop as a machinist and then working half at home. But I am the office lady, so I'm having to learn QuickBooks and talking to customers, and I've delivered parts, and you know, it's just it's adding a whole nother job onto all my jobs, which is fine because it's been a blessing, but it has been hard trying to balance what that looks like. So but anyway, yeah, that's the update. I'm not gonna stop my podcast. I'm not doing that. I am trying to just, you know, I just decided to take a break because so many things are happening, and I just felt like, hey, it's summer, it's not a big deal. But then I felt so bad because I had a listener reach out, and she was like, you know, what kind of like update, like what's going on? So I just wanted to let y'all know I'm going to be continuing. Also, another way that you can get content from me is I am now a contributor for the Unique Moms prayers and devotionals for moms on Instagram. So if you're on social media, you can go follow that page. It's just other mamas. The lady who started it, she did write a book, and it's a ministry for mothers. So that's another way you can get content from me. That was a God thing that has just been so cool. Anyway, so that's another way. That's another new development, another update. So yeah, and then if y'all could be praying for us with the, you know, just all the transition with the business and things like that, that would be great. I also need prayer in my homeschool area on what to do. Just have the Holy Spirit help me, you know, show me, illuminate me to if my daughter is ready to do my Father's World kindergarten. There's some aspects of it, yes, I believe she's ready, and then there's others, no. And that is how I felt about my son when he was 5, and then we started when he was 6, and there was a lot of it that was just not enough. So we hit so many bumps with the curriculum. So there's a part of me that just wants to, you know, bite the bullet and do it with her with what we can. Not do it exhaustive, but do what we can, and then, you know, whatever. But so, because with my son, the problem was there wasn't enough, so I had to keep supplementing and doing certain things. So I don't want to do that if I don't have to. So if y'all could be praying about that, and also we are going to be, I'm crazy, y'all. I'm switching to a Charlotte Mason Purist curriculum. So just pray for me because I'm still learning. I've even thought about reading home education chapter by chapter as an episode on here, because there's no audio of that book, and I just wanted to bless other moms. That'd be awesome if you're interested. I don't, for the children's sake and at home and home education by Charlotte Mason, I think those are two. Oh, for the children's sake is by Susan Schaefer McCulley. It's Frances Schaefer's daughter wrote that book in the 80s. And even if you don't homeschool, it's a fantastic book. It is so good. Just for parenting, in my opinion, it's so good. And if you haven't read it, it is free on Audible as I record this. And home education, I think, is really good too, even if you don't homeschool. Because a lot of these things you can implement when you do spend time with your children. And like she talks about the way of the will and the way of reason, which to me just has to do with, you know, training up children in the Lord. Just raising critical thinkers, really. And then she talks about like habit training and character building. Like, so it's just, it's really, it's a really good book. So I have thought about doing that as added content. And I just, you know, I'm praying and I'm figuring out how I want to do it. So if you hear the birds, aren't they so pretty? I have a little nest in one of my ferns, and there's a couple eggs. They're so tiny. They're so cute. Anyway, so I just wanted to let y'all know what's going on, and Also, I wanted to thank y'all so much. I feel so incredibly just in awe and blessed. My last episode has 74 listens. That is insane. I've never had that many on one episode. My two most listened episodes are home management, and then provision in school. Those are my two most listened to podcasts. And I believe the home management one was like 64 the last time I checked. So thank you to every new listener. It's kind of an eclectic podcast. And I just hope you're encouraged. I hope you're edified. I hope you're spurred on to run your race well. That's probably my biggest passion, is just being raw and real and very transparent in this life of a Christian woman, being a Christian woman. And my passion is doing everything as unto the Lord. How do I want to reward this? Just being faithful in everything, the mundane things, because it's the little mundane, normal, oh now you can hear the train, things that makes life beautiful, and it builds us up to do the next thing. To be faithful, to be obedient, to serve, to love, to do the hard thing, to have integrity. That muscle is built in just everyday living. And I know for me, I struggle with that, especially having joy. And when I mean by joy, I mean biblical joy, like contentment in all circumstances, not happiness or gleeful, like I'm not talking about that, but just being content where the Lord has you and whatever He has put in front of you, doing it as unto Him, as worship. And that's my heart. So whatever I talk about on this podcast, I want that to be the main theme of everything. And I love you guys. If this podcast has encouraged you in any way, please share it with a friend. Also, could you leave a review on any podcast app that you're using? Apple, Spotify, Castbox, whatever you use to listen, could you please leave a review? If you're not subscribed, could you please subscribe? If you find it edifying, if you find it encouraging, if you find it funny, or I can't believe she just said that, or whatever, maybe someone else will see it the same way. And I just ask that you just share it. And I'm also pursuing I don't know. I have mixed feelings. I want to pursue ways to monetize, but then I don't. So I need prayer for that too. Like I've had people suggest do a Patreon or a Locals so my listeners can donate. And I don't know. I have mixed feelings about that. So I need prayer on that too. On how to handle that. And also my computer broke, so I am still continuing my blog. It's Confessions of a Homemaker. And I'm writing my blog, but my computer's broke, so I haven't been able to write anything, which really stinks. And, I'm wanting to do interviews, and I'm trying to learn how to reach out to people to do that. Anyway, I've got to go cook breakfast for my family and get on with our 4th of July festivities. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I love y'all, and I will catch you on the next episode.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining me for this conversation. I hope that it blessed you. I hope it encouraged you, and I hope that it causes you to persevere and endure and grow. And I want you to do me a favor. If you are digging this podcast, I would love if you would subscribe, follow, share it with a friend, write a review, go find me on social media, and thank you so much for your support.